Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And I'm going to let Sochal introduce today's topic.
All right, students. Well, I was recently in Oklahoma on a trip, and
I'm so sorry.
There's a joke, a running joke, that Ohio is the worst state in America, and I don't know why.
No, Florida's the worst.
So many worst states, but like, yeah. Florida has Miami. Oklahoma has to be the worst state. I'm sorry, Oklahoma. I'm so sorry, Okies, but it's true. Like, it has to be the worst state because Texas has like some cool cities like Dallas and Houston and Austin, and Latino culture, and Florida also has like Miami and Latino culture and a lot of Cubans, and like there's, and it's beautiful, like it has like so much beautiful nature. But Oklahoma, like, come on, if any Oklahomans or people, students who are from Oklahoma are listening to this, like exchange students, first of all, I'm so sorry, but second of all, tell me something you like about Oklahoma, because I'm, you know, wondering. Anyway,
I like the shape of the state. I like how it has
the panhandle. A literal panhandle. Yes, yeah. That is cool about Oklahoma. Yeah. Anyway, I was at Oklahoma and I stopped to eat at a diner, and I was like, you know what? I bet our students may not be familiar with the concept of the difference between a diner, like an American diner, and a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so I told Jack, like, let's make an episode about this. And so, Jack, what would you say is the difference between a diner and a restaurant?
Well, the biggest difference maybe when you walk in the door is at a diner, you just grab a seat. In a restaurant, you wait to be sat by somebody. You know what I mean? Like, you... It's more formal at a restaurant, and a diner is more informal, you know, kind of like it's almost like a cafeteria. They use that word in Korea to describe like certain restaurants that are like, you know, because I would just call everything a restaurant, and they would laugh when I called this place called Kimbap Heaven a restaurant, because they're like, that's not a restaurant, that's a cafeteria. And I think what they meant is like, it's a diner, you know, it's like it's cheap, it's cheaper, it's a fast order, you know, like a short order, you know, so they make it quick, and you kind of sit yourself, you grab your seat that you want to sit at, and you know, you drink your coffee, you know, you get the unlimited black coffee. There is a waitress, you know, that will come and take your order, but they're not going to be as, how can I say it?
Fancy, like professional.
Yeah, it's like it's professional or night. Yeah, they're just going to be like, it's kind of a joke, but like, you know, in a restaurant, they'd be like, are you ready to order? You know, and in a diner, they say, you know, what are you having, honey? You know, something like that.
Yes, you know? That's literally exactly what it's like. Jack is right on the money about this. That's exactly what it's like. And they call you like honey and sweetheart. And diners, like, what kind of food do they serve, Jack?
Diners, I think you can get it's a lot of I'm trying to think of BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches, or you could probably get some pancakes, flapjacks, some hash browns, a couple of, fried eggs, a chicken sandwich, a chicken salad sandwich, a piece of pie, a cup of coffee. That's, it's just it's very American, Americano, like it's Americana. It's just,
Americana. Yeah, that's such a great way to phrase it. You can get like soda, sweet tea, or iced tea, black coffee. You can get like sugar and creamer for your coffee, but you're not going to order a latte at
Right.
a
No,
diner,
they're
you
going to
know?
laugh at you, but you don't need to, because there's going to be these little cream packets, like by your or cups, and you can just pour the cream into your black coffee and make a kind of a latte. There's sugar on the table. There's ketchup on the bottle of ketchup on the table. Probably
Mustard.
mustard. I mean, it's very down to earth. It's earthy, like it's not,
It is.
you can, people walk in with the farmers will walk in with their, denim shirts and denim pants, and they're not, they don't look like, they've ever worn a suit in their lives, like kind of people. And
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At a restaurant, it's just totally different. It's just much more like, kind of, I don't want to say upscale, because people will sometimes, go to restaurants and they'll wear shorts and t-shirts these days, because everyone dresses like garbage, which is a totally different episode we should talk about.
Yes,
But
we should.
everyone dresses like crap now, everywhere, I think. It's like universal. Maybe Europe, they
Yes.
still dress nice, but.
In Mexico, people still wear like clothes out, whereas it like you're not gonna wear sweatpants out, I
Yeah,
think.
well, we just wear
But
pajamas now all 24/7 in America. But they're my good pajamas, when I go out.
This is so true. There's definitely another episode because we have so much to say about this.
Yeah,
But
sorry,
yeah.
I'll stop. Well,
No,
I
you're fine.
digress.
You got to save it for the next episode because I'm excited to hear about this. The way Jack is describing diners right now is like giving me ASMR. Jack, do you know what ASMR is? Yeah,
The
it's like a
whispery
tingly burning.
sounds.
It just really paints a picture like Bob Ross, like in the best way. Like, yeah, it's just so Americana. It's like if you are visiting America, you have to go to a diner and just check it out. I think that anyone visiting America will enjoy like the quintessential American cuisine, and you can get like a patty melt or a burger or, flapjacks and
And just picture like a big glass pane, window, with all these booths with the formica tables. You know what I mean? Like that's the,
Yes.
you know.
Yes. Jack is really selling this. Like that's exactly what it's like. But I really hope, to our listeners, if you go, you absolutely have to stop in an American diner. It's just like such a quintessential American experience,
I just assumed they existed everywhere, like in the world. I was so kind of American centric, thinking, and then I haven't been to a diner in like 10 years, or you know, since the last time I went to America. So I would
Yeah.
love to go to a diner again. I love them. They're
They
fantastic.
have them in Korea, but they're like really overpriced and they're terrible, obviously, because it's just
Yeah,
American.
it's just
Yeah.
it ha you got to go to a real one. Yeah, it can't
Yeah.
it's not like a replica. It doesn't work, you know.
Yeah. You have to go to a real diner for real. And then a restaurant, I guess, is just very, as Jack already had mentioned, it's just so much more. It doesn't necessarily have to be more formal in a way, because as Jack said, people can still dress casually, or sometimes the menu can be more casual, but it's just a different vibe. Like, you can get it, there's more variety of different foods. The server is like, is less down to earth. It's more formal. Usually you have a hostess up front who seats you, a waitress. There's like a
Yeah.
busboy that goes around collecting the plates.
It's more expensive, and it's more kind of whatever kind of restaurant you're going to, a steak restaurant, or are you going to a Italian restaurant? You know what I mean? Like it's just it'll be a type of food, you know.
Yeah.
Diner food is a little more varied, I guess.
Casual.
Yeah, more casual.
It's yeah, it's more casual and you get like a subset of just very American staple foods.
Yeah.
And again, you're not gonna order a latte or like a I just
You
can't
can
imagine
order
or
a latte,
tacos.
but the guys in the next booth will pick you up and throw you out the front door. You know, like, you
They're
don't
gonna
belong here.
throw you through the glass pane
They'll throw
window.
you through the window.
So, anyway, if you find yourself in the worst state in America, Oklahoma, sorry, Oklahoma, then you absolutely have to eat at a diner because you will enjoy it. And be careful about the mosquitoes. Let's do a podcast episode about Oklahoma next time, but those mosquitoes are scary. I've never seen mosquitoes that large in my entire life. And I was horrified when one landed on me. Like, I was screamed. I've never seen a mosquito that big. It was horrifying. Anyway, students, if you like this episode and want to hear more episodes like this, make sure to leave us a comment down below. You can listen to us wherever you listen to your regular podcast. If you have any questions or would like to have us address any specific questions in an episode, we'd love to get your emails at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And make sure you join the WeChat group and we can talk to you guys and you can join the conversation. Love to hear from y'all. And we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ziprecruiter.com/zip. That's ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world, again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.